Postseason just about to get underway. Second time in 3 years Tulsa's gotten into the postseason. First ever WBIT, and Tamira Poindexter will go up for the tip. She stands 6'1", but she goes up against the 6'4", Miriam Dowdett. Now, Poindexter has never lost a tip this season. Tulsa goes from left to right, and the tip is won by Arkansas. Poindexter loses the tip for the first time this season. Michaela Daniels runs the floor here for Arkansas. Moves over to the right wing, passing into the corner, got it to Spencer, and now down low into Dowda. Dowda, cross-court pass back over to the left side. Lawrence takes the corner three. That's off the mark, and Crawford comes down to the rebound for Tulsa. Crawford out and running. Crawford all the way to the basket, passing back out, and now into the corner, Perriman. Up to the top of the key. Cartwright, right side Poindexter, had a little bit of space. Surprised she didn't shoot it, but instead she brings it back out to the point. Still plenty of time. Left side, Crawford fakes the three, back out to Poindexter at the top of the key. Poindexter goes to her dribble down the right side of the lane. Thought about a pass to Cartwright. Instead, she'll spin and pass it back out to Gallegos. Gallegos back out to Crawford. Crawford drives. A hard screen from Gallegos. Gets Crawford to the basket. She misses the layup. Gets her own rebound. No, can't get the put back either. Ball goes out of bounds and will go to Tulsa. But what a screen there from Katia Gallegos. That Razorback did not see that one coming. About a minute in, still no score between Tulsa and Arkansas. And Spencer brings the ball across midcourt here for the Razorbacks. Passing up towards the top of the key here with Dowda. Onto the left side, Keats, who wears a face guard after she has broken her nose earlier this year. She tries to force up a shot, goes behind the back of Crawford, and is stolen away by Cartwright. Cartwright down the left side of the lane, tries to pass it back out, knocked out of bounds by Dowda. It will stay with TU, ball underneath the basket. Still no score, 8:41 left of the first quarter. Ball placed underneath the basket, two on the blocks, two in the corners. Cartwright, the freshman, looks to inbound. Cartwright having some trouble, finally looks to inbound, gets it into Gallegos. Her floater in the lane is good, and Tulsa's on the board first. It's 2-0, 8:35 left of the first. Spencer off the screen, over to her right, stops at the free throw line, looking to pass down low, and a foul as Gallegos fouls Dowda. The 5'7 Gallegos was matched up against a 6'4 Dowda, just a big mismatch, and Gallegos smartly fouls. Game's first foul, and she comes out of the game. Elise Hill, hometown kid, comes into the game out of Holland Hall. Ball placed underneath the basket. Spencer looking to inbound and tries to inbound into the corner. It's knocked away by Cartwright into the Tulsa bench. Will stay with Arkansas, 23 to shoot, but now Spencer has to inbound from the corner. A little bit tougher, but still able to do so to Dowd on the right wing. Well out of her comfort zone, she hands off to Spencer. Spencer has a screen set up. She takes it, moves to her left, stops at the elbow, looking down low, got it into Dowda. She goes up and is blocked by Poindexter. Hill comes down with it for Tulsa. Hill leading the charge. It's a 2-on-3. Stops at the free throw line. The 15-footer's off the back rim. High rebound, and Dowda goes up to get it. Dowda hands off to Spencer. Tulsa still leading 2-0, 2 minutes into the game. Keats drives the baseline, kicks it back out top of the key. Lawrence for three off the side of the rim. Hill with another rebound, and she comes down with it for Tulsa. Hill, cross-court pass right side. Crawford in transition, shoots the three. It's off the front rim. Rebounded by Jenna Lawrence for Arkansas. Still 2-0. Tulsa leading, 7:47 left of the first. Left side, Spencer. Guarded closely by Hill. Goes to Dowda at the high post. Turns, faces the basket. Starts her dribble, moves to her right. Hands off right side, Daniels. Daniels tries the three. Hits just the backboard, no rim. Rebounded by Poindexter for TU. Poindexter brings the ball off the floor, trying to get to the basket, and is fouled by Spencer. First foul of the game for Arkansas. Tulsa leads 2-0, 2.5 minutes in. Ball will be placed on the sideline across from the Arkansas bench. Maddie Cartwright goes to inbound for Tulsa. Two on the blocks, two on the elbows, and coming up to get it is Hill. Passing left side, Crawford. Crawford struggled in the conference tournament game for Tulsa. Missed her first 13 shots, but still was able to get a double-double. Handoff goes to Hill. Hill down the right side, passing back out. Cartwright, right side three, is off the back rim and rebounded by Lawrence, and then knocked away. Hill comes up with it. Back out, Poindexter. Step back, over onto the right side, back to Hill. She tries the three and nails it. The freshman hits the three, and Tulsa leads 5-0, 3 minutes into the game. Spencer on the right wing. Hands off with Daniels, and Daniels goes to the right midcourt corner. Long pass gets into the high post for Dowda. She's met by a double team. Loses it a bit, passes into the corner. Keats with the corner three. Off the back rim. Coming down with it is Crawford for Tulsa. Crawford, head up. all the way down the right side of the lane, gets to the basket, goes up, draws the foul, and will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Hacked on the arm there by Carly Keats. Her first foul on the team's second, and Tulsa's best free throw shooter gets to the line. Tulsa pitching a shutout. It's 5-0, 6:38 left of the first quarter, and Delaney Crawford to the free throw line, 83% free throw shooter, second best in the American this year. Makes the first one. Once Tulsa hit conference play, Crawford bumped that free throw percentage up to even 85%. Second one for Crawford. That one also good. Nothing but net from Delaney, and Tulsa is up 7-0 on Arkansas. 6:36 left of the first. Spencer moves to her right, hands off with Daniels. Daniels draws a foul as she puts her head down and runs into Cartwright, and Cartwright gets the tough luck foul, her first, team second. And now Cartwright will come out of the game. Amira Brown will come in for her. So ball placed on the sideline in front of Tulsa's bench. 7-0, Tulsa leading Arkansas with 6:21 left of the first quarter. Spencer having a little bit of trouble, finally passes into Lawrence and gets it right back. Spencer on the right wing, out to the high post, gets it right back to the top of the key. Off the screen, Spencer down the right side of the lane, met a couple of times, has to pass back out to Daniels. Gets it back right side, Spencer open three, hits it, and finally puts Arkansas on the board with 6:14 left of the first quarter. Tulsa still leads at 7-3. Hill leaves it for Amira Brown and up to Perriman now, top of the key, into the high post. Turning, facing the basket, Poindexter down the left side of the lane, draws a foul and one! She laid it in off the glass on the left side, draws the contact, and she'll go to the free throw line for an and one. Foul was on Jenna Lawrence, her first, team's third. And now the conference player of the year at the line. Poindexter 72% from the free throw line this year, and she rattles that one in for the three-point play. Tulsa up 10-3 on Arkansas, 4 minutes in. Spencer, cross midcourt, has a screen set up, now takes it and takes another three, and that one rattles in and out. Rebounded by Amira Brown for Tulsa. Brown brings the ball across midcourt, leaves it for Poindexter, top of the key three, you betcha! Poindexter hits the three, that's six straight points from Tamira, and Tulsa leads by 10. It's 13-3, 5:38 left of the first. Spencer on the left side, drives to the basket, leaves it into the right corner, back up to the top of the key. Lawrence, hands off right side, Keats. Between the legs dribble, down the right side of the lane. Finger roll is short, rebounded by Brown for TU. Brown, hustling the ball up the floor. Brown leaves it for Hill. Hill spins, into the lane, goes back the right side, goes up off the glass, a circus shot from Elise Hill. She puts it in off the glass. Timeout, Arkansas. Tulsa up 15-3. 5:14 left of the first. We'll take a break. This is TU Women's Basketball from Learfield.